Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast.
In Isaiah, we're going to start out in Isaiah chapter number 44 and verse number 23. Now tonight I chose this scripture out of the Amplified Version. I did that for a reason, because it goes along with the title of my message. The title of my message tonight is entitled, Make Some Noise. The reason I chose the Amplified Version is because the Amplified Version is just a little bit louder than all the other versions. Tonight, in Isaiah chapter number 44 and verse number 23, it says, "Shout for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Triumph, shout in triumph, your depths of the earth. Break forth into a jubilant rejoicing, your mountains, our forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and he shows his glory in Israel." Tonight, I just want to pray over this service and just release the anointing of God. Father, I thank you for your presence on this word. And I ask that, Father, those that are scrolling through Facebook or on YouTube tonight, God, I pray, God, they will stop and listen to this word. Tonight, you just need to stop and listen to this word, because this word is for you. God, I pray a release of your word, God. Your word will not return to its void, so tonight I pray that your word will go out in great power, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. And Lord, I loose your Holy Spirit on this service tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, the title of this message is Make Some Noise. See, sometimes we just got to make some noise. I believe the church has been too quiet. Even through this pandemic, we have been way too quiet. We have been doing things that we need to go to the next level and begin to make a joyful noise to the Lord. Because there's so many people right now, you're running in fear. You don't know which direction to go. But the Lord is speaking to somebody tonight. You need to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's exactly what this scripture tells us tonight in the Amplified Version. It's a little bit louder tonight. It says, make some noise to the Lord. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. God wants us to make a joyful noise. Number one, the first point I have for you tonight is you need to make a shout of joy. Somebody just needs to shout. I know you may be in a house where everybody's asleep, but as you're watching this video, but tonight you need to make a shout of joy. Because Nehemiah 8:10 says, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." And so tonight, you need to make a shout. You need to get your shout back. Somebody tonight, you need to get your shout back. You need to let the anointing of God come back into your life. You need to get your shout back. And the moment you get your shout back is the moment the joy of the Lord is going to begin to invade your situation. No matter what you're going through right now, the joy of God's the joy of the Lord, it wants to invade your life. And the only way you can activate that is by making a shout of joy. Somebody tonight, make some noise. Make some noise. Come on, give me some of those emoji hands up in the air and some claps tonight. Let that be a joyful noise. Even put shout in the comment tonight. Tonight, I believe somebody needs to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's so easy to make so many bad comments. But tonight, you just need to make a joyful noise to the Lord. You need to shout for joy to the Lord. See, there's something that happens when we shout to the Lord. In Psalms 100 and verses 1 through 5, it says, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each generation." Somebody tonight, you need to make some noise. You need to make some noise. See, there's something that happens when we make noise. The momentum begins to shift. Things begin to happen. Things begin to happen in your own life. I remember going to a football game, and I remember all of a sudden the whole crowd. There was a moment in the game where it was a tight situation, where the home team that I was there to root on, they were in a tight situation where they were behind. But what ended up happening is the crowd began to get behind that team. And as the crowd began to get behind them, they did it with a noise. They made some noise. All of a sudden, the cheerleaders begin to get the people on their feet, and they begin to shout. They begin to roar. They begin to root for their team. And the moment they begin to do that is when there was a shift that happened in that game. And that team, the home team, ended up coming from behind and winning the game because there was a momentum shift. And I believe there's a momentum shift that is about to happen in your life tonight. You need to make some noise. You need to just begin to speak it out of your mouth and make some noise. You need to make a big shout of praise, because that's exactly what the Word of God says. Shout with joy to the Lord. You need to, if you feel like you're defeated right now, you just need to make a shout to the Lord. And the moment you make that shout, I see a pivoting point in your life where the momentum begins to shift. God is about to shift somebody. God's doing it right now to somebody right now that's listening. There's a shift that is going on in your life. There's a shift that is going on in your finances. There's a shift that is going on in your health. God is about to turn some things around tonight. You need to make a joyful shout to the Lord. Make some noise tonight. Somebody, you've been quiet for too long. You've been walking in defeat for too long. You let the doctors tell you that you're not going to make it. But the Lord's giving you this word tonight. There's a momentum change. You need to make some noise. You need to make a shout to the Lord. And the moment you do that is the moment God's going to begin to dissolve that disease that's in your body. God's going to begin to heal your body. Just make a shout to the Lord. Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for healing me. I don't care." Stand up in your living room and lift your hands and shout to the Lord and give Him praise and watch what God can do in your life. Number one, make a shout for joy to the Lord. Number two, make a shout in triumph. Make a shout like you're going to win. Make a shout like you're about to get the victory. Make a shout like you're... I tell you, we was at church this last Sunday, and this woman, I began to pray over, and the anointing of God began to hit her, and she began to shout. She began to dance because something was happening to her. She couldn't see the victory yet, but she was praising God in advance. Somebody tonight, you need to praise God in advance. You need to make a shout in triumph, knowing that God's got this. God's got your situation. God's got your the things that you're going through right now. You just need to give a shout in triumph, knowing that you are about to win. You're about to go over, not under. You're about to be the top and not the bottom. You're about to be the lender and not the borrower. I know that hasn't even been in your vocabulary, but the Lord's saying, get it back in your vocabulary, that you're going to be the lender and not the borrower. Make a shout in triumph. Make some noise. Come on, make some noise tonight. Put it in your comment. Make some noise. Make a shout in triumph tonight. Psalms 47 and verse 1 in the King James says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Tonight you need to make a shout with the voice of triumph, knowing that you are about to win. You're about to win. See, if you're a Bible believer and you got Jesus in your heart, can I tell you something? I've read it all the way to the end, and we win. We win. So you need to get on your victory. You need to get that victory stirring up in your spirit and begin to make a shout in triumph. Make that shout in triumph, knowing you're going to win. No matter what you're up against, you're about to win. You're about to win. Hallelujah. Number three, break forth in a shout. Somebody tonight needs a breakthrough, and you need to break forth in a shout. It's exactly like what happened to Joshua in Joshua chapter number 6, where Joshua was told to go around Jericho, and he was told to take everybody with him. And in that process, he was instructed at the very last time, I want everybody to stop, and I want you to break forth in a shout of victory. Because the moment you do that, a miracle is going to break forth in your life. And tonight, I just want to speak this over somebody's life tonight. Tonight on Thursday, I want to speak this into your life. You're about to experience a breakthrough. And just like Joshua, he told everybody. They started playing the trumpets. They started playing all the music. And all of a sudden, on the count of three, they made a shout. They broke forth with a shout. This is what they did. They made some noise. They made some noise. And the moment they made that noise, the moment they obeyed God and made that shout, what happened? The walls fell down. Tonight, you need to break forth in a shout. You need to make some noise tonight and watch your walls fall down. Your walls are about to fall down. Something is about to break forth in your life. You're about to be shifted into another level because the momentum is shifting you tonight, and you're about to break forth into the victory that God wants you to have. I believe there's a breakthrough happening right now as I'm speaking it. You need to, in the comment section, put break forth. Break forth. I'm going to break forth tonight. Somebody needs to break forth in the name of Jesus. Number four, you need to use Scripture to make a shout. Well, that's what we use tonight. That's what we use tonight in Isaiah chapter 44 and 23. We've got to use the Scripture to make a shout. Because when we read the Scripture that has shout in it, we just need to elevate that shout and make some noise. Watch the momentum begin to shift whenever we begin to use the Scripture that God has given us. You can go right through all of the Psalms, and you'll find Psalms after Psalms after Psalms that says, make a joyful noise. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Begin to read the Scriptures. And as you begin to read the Scriptures, there is going to be a break forth, a breakthrough that is going to happen in your life. I believe that God is going to bring forth a healing in your body tonight. In the name of Jesus. As I'm speaking this, the Holy Spirit's given me a scripture that I just need to speak over somebody tonight. It's found in Psalms 103. And verse number 1, it says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my innermost beings, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all your sins, who heals all your diseases." Somebody's getting a healing right now. Somebody's getting some forgiveness right now. "Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle." See, that's how powerful God's word is. We need to make some noise with His scripture. We need to make some noise with the word of God. The moment we make some noise with the word of God is the moment you begin to walk in your breakthrough. Tonight, I believe there's a breakthrough that's happening. Tonight, on this Thursday night, or whenever you're watching this video, you might be watching it on YouTube, you might be watching it live on Facebook, or you might be watching a recording of Facebook. But tonight, the time that you're watching this, I believe you're about to get your breakthrough. I believe somebody's getting their healing right now. I believe that somebody tonight, you're about to enter into a financial breakthrough. You're about to break forth. You just need to make some noise. Can you make some noise in advance? Make some noise in advance. I don't care if the enemy's coming at you in every direction. You need to make some noise. See, whenever the martial arts people, whenever they're the karate people, whenever they're fighting, one of the things that they teach them is to shout. Make a shout at their enemy. And the moment they make that shout, it's kind of an intimidation to the enemy. And so tonight, I'm challenging you to make some noise to the enemy, because he comes in one direction. But the moment you make your shout is the moment the enemy will flee in 7 different directions. That's what the word says in Deuteronomy. He will flee in 7 different directions. See, we got to recognize we have an enemy, and he's come to kill, steal, and destroy. He's come to try to steal your joy. But tonight, you need to turn it around. The momentum needs to shift. And you need to take the joy that God has given you and make a joyful noise. Come on, speak it right now. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And watch God bring you the victory. I believe that this word is for somebody tonight. And tonight, maybe you're watching this video and maybe you do not have Jesus in your heart. And tonight is your turning point where Jesus can invade your life. He can come into your life and be Lord of your life. The Bible says in Romans, it says all we have to do is confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, that He died on the cross for our sins, and you shall be saved. And tonight, that's what I'm asking you to do. Just invite the Lord Jesus into your heart. Just say this. Say, "Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your blood. Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord of my life and be my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart and being Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen." Tonight, if you prayed that prayer, there are 10,000 angels in heaven that are rejoicing over your soul. So tonight, I just want you to know that God has taken your name and written it in the Lamb's Book of Life. And tonight, we want to send you a gift. This is a booklet that I wrote called "Wow God, What Just Happened? Salvation Edition." We want to get this in your hands. So if you have given the Lord, ask the Lord into your heart, we want to get this booklet to you. Because we want to make sure you get into a church so that you can get fed the Word of God. Make sure you tune in every Thursday night so we can get you the Word too. But we want to get this to you. So give us your mailing address so that we can send it to you. Either instant message or put it in the comment section. However you want to get it to us. Get it to us so that we can give this to you free of charge. Tonight, we need to make some noise. Christians, we need to make some noise. Churches, you need to make some noise. Make some noise for the Lord. And watch the miracle working power of God operate in your life.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to BreakthroughEvangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.